glory to you, Jesus. Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. And oh, thank you for that precious blood that poured forth from Calvary. Lord, it's our victory. It's our joy. It's our liberty. It's our life. It's our strength, Lord God. All the forgiveness for all things right there on that cross once and for all. And Lord, we do. We just stand in awe always for eternity in awe of that love. The love wherewith we are loved. And Lord, thank you that you've drawn us to that. And that's what we seek, Lord, as you said, to know the love of Christ. I mean know it. And Lord, thank you what you're drawing us into. Thank you for this Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, that you've given so freely, that's leading us into, yea, the deep things of God, hidden things, mysteries, Lord, now made plain. And thank you, God, we look to you and those enlightened eyes of understanding that this morning we come in, Lord, with full assurance of faith, believing you. Lord, that you are the one that knows the way we take. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the way. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the thanksgiving. And Lord, even so, come quickly. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you'd open up your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5, we'll read the first 15 verses of Galatians chapter 5. I think it will be interesting, but you will see what the Lord has in plan for Mother's Day in Galatians chapter 5. Thank you for the grace. Praise God. Stand fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Done. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Paul had quite a battle, and there is quite a battle. The subtleties of legality that continue to try to creep in. Now, brothers and sisters, as the Word of God says, how do we fight this? We just stand in liberty. We stand in the liberty, praise God. We stand in this precious grace. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Oh, underline that. Really understar it. Put a big smiley. That's my life. Faith, how does it work? By love. Ye did run well. Ugh. I never want him to say that about us. Never. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calls you. A little leaven. I mean just, and this word little, it's microscopic. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you, though, through the Lord, that we will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would that they were even cut off which trouble you. Ooh, that's the stand that the Apostle Paul had against these ones that would bring in legality. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Praise the Lord. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Now, brothers and sisters, happy Mother's Day. Because what we have here, truly, this is the mother of us all. This is Mother Grace. And I thank God for this precious mother, this nurturing one. And I thank God that she couldn't be any clearer here. Our precious mom is warning us to stay away from legality. Our precious mom is warning us and encouraging us, don't drift into the law one microscopic bit, thinking that that will be pleasing to God. Because as it says right here, it will open up the door to a little leaven which will consume the body. I want you to reread with me just four verses here to see how impactful this passage is and should be of this encouragement of enlightening to understand what this is. In verse 4, it says, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Verse 7, ye did run well. So they ran in grace for a while, but something happened. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Don't let anybody lead you off track of the grace of God. I don't care who they are. Verse 12, as Paul even said of himself, if I preach any other gospel, let me be accursed. Verse 12 said, I would they were even cut off which trouble you. And finally in verse 15, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. God help ones truly if we would be ever caught up into this to really wake up. This is stench. Because if it goes on in our lives, it will consume us. And it will devour you and it will devour everything around you. And it will. And the result, brothers and sisters, I can give testimony and I can see this in the Word of God with the ones that went this way. The result is isolation. The result is coldness, miserable, complaining, and even condemning God's precious people. But I'm going to tell you something. I have hope. As Paul in verse 10, as he says there, but I praise God no better of you because of the grace and mercy and truth that is with us. We won't go that way. Now, brothers and sisters, do we know that we are under grace? Now, are we under all grace or just some grace? Okay, amen. Did we get all grace? Amen, we did, didn't we? Praise God. And we know, praise the Lord, that it is all by grace. I thank God that I cannot take any credit of my life in Christ of anything that I've done in my own work. I know it is solely and only by the grace of God that is with me. I thank the Lord, as the Apostle Paul pointed that out. As he told those ones, as they pushed him and, you know, they were trying to see who, he listed all of those things that the Lord had graced him to do in his life, whether it was the shipwrecks or the stonings or all of those different sufferings that he had for Christ's sake. But at the very end, he wraps it all up. He says, but I count it all but dung. All of that is truly meaningless, but for one thing, the excellency of the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he said the one thing that he wanted to be found in was having the righteousness of God that is in Christ Jesus. That's it. He said, God forbid I would be found having any of my own righteousness. Anything. And I appreciate it again so much in reading and studying on this and the Lord ministering to my heart. I thought about Brother Hill, how he would always bring out clipping just this little pinky fingernail. If I could just do that one little teeny thing, you can't do a thing. To get my perfection right, I've just got to clip that last little pinky finger. No, you can't. You'll leaven the whole lump. And you will. And I thank God how he has instructed us and brought us up on this beautiful, wonderful grace. And brothers and sisters, I really want to point out today, as the Lord put on my heart, is really the power that's there in verse 13. Read that with me. It says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty." Praise God. Amen. Aren't we free indeed? We're free, aren't we? Where there is no law, there is no sin. That's all been taken out of the way. "Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another." So what we have here is really all the power and revelation of how the good that I would not. You remember how Paul said that? How he was, you know, pretty frustrated about that? He said, "The good that I would not," this is all the power and revelation how the good that I would not comes forth. Oh, yes, it is. How that good that I would not comes forth, it's love. It's love. And why I don't let my liberty just want to do everything in my flesh and everything my flesh wants, it's because of love. The love of Christ constrains us. It does. See, when we get consumed with love and the love of Christ in our life, it takes our eyes off ourselves. It does. Love loses itself in loving. It's a beautiful thing. It really is about the only thing that does it. There's something about love that takes your mind away from everything, and it's just focused on that love. And I want you to know this. By the grace of God, I want to yield the members of my body to him, not because I want Jesse's goodness to show forth, because I don't have any. I want you to mark me as some kind of good man. I don't want that. I yield to God because he loves me. And I love him, and I yield to God by the grace of God because I love you. And I didn't realize what kind of love he put in my heart for his body. And I am telling you. And I had two miracle times with the Lord. Miracle times with Jesus. The first one was my life over there in Europe and singing. God had opened that door and something I worked for, that I could go and sing that opera there in Europe. I wanted to be a great tenor. I knew that God had graced me to be able to do it. And he gave me that place to do it. I'd hit the gold mine of that. But it was just a few weeks, and Jesus just spoke to my heart, "Son, this isn't for you. You go back." Now, I've told you, I didn't fuss, and I'm a fusser. I didn't complain, I didn't argue, and I'll argue with you if you want to. I'm good at that. I didn't say a thing, I just packed my bags and I left. That was just the love of Christ, and I'm going to tell you something, I wasn't necessarily cognizant of that in that regard at that time. And the second one, I'll just tell you, and I've witnessed this to you before. I don't like to tell you too much about my past, but sometimes I guess the Lord says it's time. Almost 17 and a half years ago, or wherever that would be now, when I was down there in Mexico, and the Lord called me to be your pastor. Brothers and sisters, I had a multi-million dollar business. I made millions of dollars every year. Every year. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm thanking the Lord. The Lord came to me in one moment. that was done. Even my precious wife, she asked me on the plane back, how are you going to do both? And I said, I ain't going to do both. That's it. I don't know how he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He put a love in my heart for the truth. He put a love in my heart for his people. It's not me. I'm not magnifying myself, but I'm telling you, the love of God will cause your life to do things and to do stuff you could never do that make no sense. I can tell you a little bit about the power of the love of God. And my testimony hasn't ended. Because if it did, I would be done. But Jesus ain't done with me. I told you, I love my sweet wife. And I like to please her by doing dishes and vacuuming. And you can ask her. She never commanded me to ever do it. I love her. And brothers and sisters, this is what this word is telling us today. I don't yield to God because he commands me. I yield to God because he loves me. I didn't take him as my Savior because I feared hell. I took him as my Savior because he died on the cross for me. I sure love you, Mom. Thank you for teaching me the love of Christ. It wasn't easy, and it still ain't. Because boy, do you get wounded if you stand in it. I don't live a life pleasing before him because I fear him to correct me, or he's going to punish me, or I'm only going to find favor with him because only I'm not going to find that favor if I'm not a good boy. I live a virtuous life by grace because I love Jesus. Amen. His love will motivate the good fight of faith in you. Amen. That's it. If it's not his love, you're just going in robotic motions. You're beating the air. You may think you're running, but you're not. Only way you can love, run, is love. That's why Jesus is running through a field. I'm lighting off that camel. That's why I know he's singing praises right now to the Father. Oh, look at your plan and what it's brought forth. Now, I'm going to tell you this. He gets all the glory when it's his love. And that's the difference. I mentioned this before, and I understand. We all have lives. We have things that are needful in lives, whether it's work or all the things that we do for our families. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this. I could have all the practical life there could ever be. I could take the list, which so many people like to try to put before you, and I'm talking about people of God, and checking all the boxes, you could have everyone in absolute alignment with the Word of God. But I'll assure you this, if it truly is a practical life, if that is your goal, you'll miss God's best. You'll be so caught up in you and how you function and how you act that you completely miss the better part, which was, as Sister said, that precious Mary weeping at the feet of Jesus and anointing him with her tears. Maybe Martha didn't have anything to cry about that day because she had everything in line. I'm opening up my home. I've got a feast coming out here. I've got it all ordered. Look at this. Look at my home. It's all perfectly put. And Mary was a mess. I'm just breaking in to get at his feet. And Martha didn't want that, did she? Jesus said, "Oh, you, Martha, you're encumbered. You're so encumbered with the things of this life. Don't you touch her." And I'm telling you, don't let him touch you. I commend you, saints. I could say a lot more, but I don't think that's going to help. Now, brothers and sisters, this is what it's about. It's about love. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's nothing practical about love. There ain't nothing practical about love. You ought to do some of the counseling with me over here. You're going, my goodness. But here it is. Love caused God to give his son to die for us. I'm going to ask you, what was practical about that? Think of who he was and is and what he became. Now, that's what God is. The Word of God tells us he's love. Yeah, he is. And he says in his precious word, what he wants us to know is the love of Christ. And you think about how the Word of God testifies of the pinnacle of this relationship that we can have with him, the pinnacle of everything that we could come and be and share with Jesus Christ. And you think about what the Word of God tells us. It tells us that it's in truth and love is how we grow up into him in all things. Did you remember what we read today? How does faith work? By love. Huh? What's the fulfillment of the law? We read that today, didn't we too? That you love one another. It's getting real simple, isn't it? It's getting real narrow, isn't it? See, it's a narrow way. It's a love way. And people don't want to love. They don't want to trust the love of God. They don't want to trust the power of the love of God to do it. It just can't be. His love couldn't be that powerful. Let me tell you, it is. If it could take a life like mine and put me here today to tell you this, I'll assure you, his love is powerful. If he could take me here this morning and put me here to tell you this, his love is out of sight. The Word of God goes on to say, 1 Corinthians 13, I could have faith to move mountains. Amen? Faith to move mountains. I could know all mysteries. And you know the mysteries he's speaking of. He's speaking of this truth. The deepest things. I could speak with the tongue of men and angels. I could give everything to the poor. And people would look at me and say, what a testimony. But I could have those things. Think of that. I could still have and possess those things. The Word of God tells me this. But if I have not love, it's profited nothing. It really has us to just be still for a second and to ask the Lord, really, truly, Lord, help me. I really want to pursue this because you love me. I'm not pursuing you just to be diligent in Jesse. I'm not pursuing you to qualify somehow for my strength. I love you. I love you. I just want to, as you sang, I just want to be with you. I want to be with you. I mean, you tell me stuff all the time in the Word and in prayer. Man, I just want to be with you. And I want to be with you in every part that you show me in this Word. I don't want to just have this little bit and that little bit. And it's not because I want the things that you're bringing out for me. It's because I don't want to miss a chance to be with you in all of it. I was teasing Polly just last night, I said, man, we just don't spend enough time together. I'm telling you, that poor woman, she's with me 24/7. I don't even like to be with me for 1 hour. But I'm stuck. Going on, think of this. The qualifier to win Christ Jesus, what is it? That we love his appearing. And it gets all through all those things. And Paul just says to the one thing, that you love his appearing. And brothers and sisters, all I can say, is it not obvious? It's love. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord that he gave me the boldness in that from the very beginning. I guess it was sweet to some at first. They said, well, you know, that's wonderful. He preaches love. But, you know, after year 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 17, I get belittled because I'll just preach to the love of God. And it's the truth. And by the grace of God, I will, son. I just will. Because it's the mark for the prize. We stay in love, we got everything. We stay right here, praise God, we're going to win Jesus. But I will end this on this note. If somehow we've convinced ourselves in any way, shape, and form that we can go ahead and be more perfect, taking that old nature out, root and branch. I remember Brother Hill talking about the different ones in this meeting all over the years. Oh, you got to take that old nature out, root and branch. It ain't ever coming out. It's a sinful flesh. But you got the power of how you don't yield to it today, don't you? The only power. It's called love. Love causes me not to want to hurt you. Love caused my life to want to come to preach to you. Amen? Oh, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. You want to go that way, you will be the coldest, most miserable. You will only be able to speak judgment because you'll so be enraptured and conceited and pious and puffed up as a Christian. But I'll assure you this, it will eventually destroy you. It'll destroy everything around you. And parents, I'm going to tell you something. It will destroy your children. And it will. God forbid we would go that way. I'm going to tell you this, and I appreciate my precious mom especially. I was raised in a home that wasn't don't do this and don't do this and don't do this, just like something over me all the time. And let me tell you something. I wasn't born good, neither were you. But it wasn't, don't listen to this music, and you got to dress like this, and you can't do this, and you can't dance, and you can't do any of these things. It wasn't that. I had parents in my home, and especially a mom, that told me, son, love the Lord. Know his love, and that will cause you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Well, my, oh my, here I am today. And there's my brother. And there's my sister. And I'll tell you what, I believe my brother and sister are listening on today too. And that's because of the stand in the love of Christ in our home. And I thank God, God gave me that same gracious wife to be a mom to my sons. And let me tell you something, they weren't born good. They were not. But I got 2 men of God. Yeah, I do. And they love the Lord. And they know this truth. And they have a testimony of the love of Christ to others that draw young people. That understand truly, you know what? It's a fight. We got a heritage in Christ, don't we? And it's love, and it's more love, and then it's abounding more and more in love. And we thank God for that grace. And I thank the Lord today. Grace is very happy. Do you believe that? I sure love you. Happy, happy Mother's Day. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you and appreciate you so, in Jesus' name, the tenderness that you give us. And you gave it to us all in your Son. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the precious Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that we come believing you in spirit and in truth, amen, preaching the word of God and growing up into those true worshipers who worship you in that precious spirit and truth. Lord, I pray for my brethren and I pray for my own life. We come boldly before you today. And Jesus, continue as Paul told those precious Philippians at the very beginning, as he began his prayer, he said, that your love would grow abundantly, more and more abundantly, in knowledge and in all judgment. I thank you, Lord, for that mind of Christ, because it's a lovely mind. It's a loving mind. And it's the love, God, that you said we continue to speak and preach this truth and love gospel. We will grow up. We will grow up. We will be built up in that wonderful grace into Jesus Christ in all things. And we give you the praise now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen.